Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2023. Getaway Friday, 17 minutes past the hour. Now, what happened there during the break? I was talking to Opal, and I had a beverage in my hand, and I dropped it right in the soundboard. And that's never a good thing to do. Now, my mic's working fine now. I can see it going up and down, and it's worked its way out. So we're going to test the mics here real quick. I think I actually cleaned all the Lysol out of here from the COVID days. Sean, can we hear you?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Perfectly. All right. Camden, I think you're on. Go ahead, Camden.
All right.
Yep, can hear you.
Okay.
Matt?
Can you hear me?
Keep talking a little louder.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. So what? We're all working. Why we're clipping, I have no idea, but if we go away, you'll know it's because but I think I actually cleaned the soundboard out there. Very interesting.
Yeah, we can work on that later.
All right, somebody give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I know Trish is out there listening tonight. Now, Trish heard the Opal Covey interview. Now, it was another fascinating tour de force with Opal Covey. Now, I am not taking any heat for this because I just returned the call like the woman wants me to. I did my best. So give us a call. What'd you think of Opal Covey? 740-383-9944. Camden, I heard you're a distant relative of Opal's. What'd you make of her?
I'm not a distant relative.
Wouldn't you like her as the mayor of Marion? That would jazz things up around here a little bit, wouldn't it?
She's quite interesting.
Matt, what'd you make of her?
She's certainly got some energy.
She's a real live wire, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, which part of her story did you like the best?
I'd say the Secret Service.
Yeah, probably the Secret Service.
Now, did you enjoy the part where she sang the musical entertainment for tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Where did Dolly go? Yeah, it was very good. Sean, our visit with our friend Opal.
No, she's crazy.
But don't tell us how you really feel about her.
The singing gave me Mariah Carey vibes.
So, if anybody has anything to say about our visit with our dear friend Opal Covey, and by the way, listen, she calls, and we just return the calls.
Yeah.
And I try to be, she likes to hear from me. I think I'm like the son that she probably had murdered. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think of Opal Covey? On Friday night, I like to go and just make people's night, and I feel like I've made dear Opal's night tonight. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's what the show's all about. It's about entertainment. Now, are you playing with your phone while I'm doing a radio show?
No.
Because that is one of the etiquette of radio, is do not play with your phone while I'm doing a radio show.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, can you imagine? I'm here working my fingers to the bone, and she's over there TikToking or something.
I'm not on my phone.
Looking at cats. We've got Camden and Matt and Sean with us here in the studio. I think we're sounding better than we've ever sounded before. I should have dropped stuff in the soundboard years ago. People could have heard us for years now. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Now, do you think if we had somebody like that running for mayor in Marion, we'd really get some headway around this town?
I think everybody would be confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that what we want? Mass confusion.
I guess that's what politicians kind of good at. They say a lot, but not.
That just fell.
Well, that had nothing to do with the soundboard. That's a whole other issue. I swear there's something wrong here tonight in the studio.
Is this place haunted?
It might. I've never seen that happen in my life. What were you doing?
I didn't do it. I wasn't touching it, was I?
Gee whiz. Knocked the microphone and the microphone.
It just fell off.
It just fell off by itself.
Well, now you got to clamp it back on the table over there. Jeez Louise.
What the hell?
It's like doing a show in the middle of the street.
What the hell?
No, did the thing fall off?
Jesus,
it looks like... Don't pray over there. Put that in there. The other way. Turn it upside down. Upside down. There you go. Now you're doing it. Slip it in there. And then you screw that to the tip. It works good. Hey, whoa. All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here. The mic went down. We'll wait on you. I'm going to turn your mic down while you clamp this back to the table. Okay.
Sometimes I just cuss up the storm.
All right, Camden. When you think of somebody like Opal Covey, what do you make of it? Would you vote for her if she was running for mayor, top dog of the city?
Not really.
Why not?
She seems all over the place.
By the way, how are we sounding now? Do we sound better than we sounded before now that I've cleaned out the board? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are you making that noise?
No, this thing is.
That squeaking noise was you? Oh, good. I thought it was in the board. I'm hearing all kinds of noises. That's you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 740-383-9944. How do we sound? Oh, we're getting a call. Is that you?
Yeah.
What is that noise? That is the weirdest noise. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Kermit the Frog. I just wanted to say happy Cinco de Mayo. Hope you all are doing well.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you. How are you, Kermit?
Right now, me and my buddy Arnold, we're looking for Miss Piggy, if you could find her. I know she likes attention, so I figured she'd be on the show.
I'm
looking from the helicopter right now.
How are we sounding tonight?
You're sounding crystal clear. Excellent. Love the content there.
Now, where are you listening at there, Kermit?
I'm in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, you're in Marion as well. Does anybody know Kermit? Oh, you do. Well, say hello to Kermit here.
No, how's it going, Kermit? To know me.
No, go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, keep talking.
How's it going, Kermit?
Howdy, howdy there, buddy, Matthew. All right, so I just wanted to say on the topic of I know you were talking about favorite foods and stuff on the traditional side of things. I went to Guatemala and they had a lot of like beans and homemade corn tortillas. Let me just say, when you get it authentically made, that's some good stuff right there. That's good eating.
It sounds like it. So you're a big fan of the Cinco de Mayo.
Oh yeah, and like you said, I mean, I used to work at a Taco Bell myself, but like you said, America, we just like to make excuses for drinking.
Is this your friend?
We just got to get all the holidays we can.
Is this your friend?
Did you like working at Taco Bell?
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo's, they were a big heavy hitter, I will say, because people order the party packs and the burrito taco packs, and you get one car that orders 9, and you're backed up while you're manager sitting there trying to get you to go through for drive-through time.
Oh, well, very interesting. Well, Kermit, I'm glad you called in tonight. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad you're going to be a permanent fan of the show and the station now, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. Y'all have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, so Matt, this was a friend of yours?
Cousin.
Oh, cousin. Well, I'm glad he's out there listening. So he apparently enjoys the show, Kermit the Frog, there. Now, Kermit the Frog people know, but John Madden and Barbara Walters, those are not known people, I guess.
I know John Madden.
But you didn't really know what he did, right?
I mean, I knew he coached, like, the Raiders.
And he was a good coach. Mm-hmm. Top notch. All right, is everybody else hearing us okay? 740-383-9944. I don't know if we really talked to Kermit there too much about that. See, the mute's still... I don't know. This is the weirdest board now, all of a sudden. 740-383-9944. Give us a call as I'm spiffing up the board here. What have you made of Opal Covey? Do we sound good tonight on this Cinco de Mayo, Friday, May the 5th, Getaway Friday, 2023? That's exactly what tonight is, Cinco de Mayo. Now, I don't know what people are supposed to do tomorrow. What is... tomorrow's Seis de Mayo, right? We don't really celebrate that, do we?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, Seis de Mayo does not really get a recognition in any way. But, wonder how Cinco de Mayo became a thing in America. Wonder why we're all hyped up in this country over Cinco de Mayo.
I think it's because of the food.
Yeah, and the
alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
And the alcohol. We like the alcohol.
I wonder if it being a Friday night tonight, I wonder if that'll cause a lot of trouble when it comes to Cinco de Mayo.
Stay off the roads.
Yeah,
you want to be safe if you're out tonight. That could be a lot of trouble. So, we called Opal Covey. We talked to her. We wished her a happy Cinco de Mayo. That was a barrel of laughs. And we also have discussed You know what we should discuss is we discussed what are the weekend's going to be very nice this weekend. What are your weekend plans?
Well,
do you have any?
I'm going fishing tomorrow, but after that I work. I think I'm off Sunday, but I don't have anything planned for Sunday.
So you work tomorrow, but you're off on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow.
All right. What do you got, Camden?
I'm off all weekend. I don't really got any plans this weekend.
Full life.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, what's your big plan?
I'm actually going to a party tomorrow.
Party?
I am fun. To a Kentucky Derby party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tomorrow I've got some things I need to attend to that I have not, you know, gotten to. Mm-hmm. But I'll get it done tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, when we sit back and think about everything here, somebody said this week, and I thought this was interesting, what is the purpose of life? Because we were talking earlier on, do you blow through life quickly, you know, at a fast pace and live at a risk, or do you live cautiously and live long? So what do you think the purpose is of life, Sean?
I mean, it's nothing really, but...
No purpose at all.
Well, I mean...
We're just here for a time.
Well, we live in a hellhole anyway, you know what I mean?
Hellhole?
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Well, I'm okay. I don't know that I'm living in a hellhole.
I think so. No, I'm just joking. No, I mean, life is... I mean, it's... A lot of stuff you have to get done in life, I guess. I don't know.
See, to me, life is for the living, and we have to enjoy it while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Matt? What's the secret of life?
The secret to life.
The easy questions tonight.
I don't know. That's a hard...
Now, Camden, do you have any idea what the secret is to life?
Try not to stress out on unimportant things and worry yourself about things that don't really matter in life.
Now, what are some things that might worry you, but yet you don't worry about them? Because it would stress you out.
Well, I worry about things, but I'm saying that's like as a suggestion. I need to work on that.
Like, what kind of things do you worry about?
What other people think about me?
You can't worry about that. What other people think about you is kind of irrelevant, because you're never going to change their mind, mm-hmm. So what's the point?
Yeah.
What other people think really is not important, and you just get through it. Mm-hmm. Now, Matt, do you care what other people think of you?
No.
No. Because...
Can you ask me the question? No.
No. No, but I mean, there are times in life when people say things that are not kind, and we think, well, that's not very nice. You shouldn't be saying that.
It's true.
If you're judging me, you're judging me based off of you. I am not you. I am me.
So if somebody judges you, they're really judging them, not you.
If somebody's judging me, they're judging me based off of their life experiences. They don't know me.
True. Well said.
And also, sometimes people's perception of you isn't like the actual you.
Well, that comes back to an old saying that perception is reality. But it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever your perception is your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know about that whole thing. I think if you think it, it's true.
It's just that word, it is what it is. What else can it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So if perception's reality, then we have to say that what people think of other people may be correct in a lot of cases.
Right. Sure.
So I don't know what you do in that particular situation. Your buddy Sarah has not called in tonight.
Yeah, what's going on with Sarah?
I don't know. Your friend, Sarah, where are you out there? 740-383-9944. And Trish, we want to hear from Trish. She heard the whole Opal Covey saga earlier on and posted some nice things on Facebook there. And we made Opal's night, which is really what we wanted to do here tonight.
Yeah, she said she's going to get a harmonica for you or something?
She's going to get a harmonica and then she's going to play that thing.
She's going to get her harmonica fixed and then play it on the show.
Her harmonica is in the shop.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Did she drop it in the toilet?
I think it rusted.
Oh, rusted.
Rusted.
How much is a harmonica?
I don't know. A little pricey, I think. I think we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Is Chip still getting married here in May?
You know, that's a good question. I have not heard from Chip in quite a while.
Well, I just wondered because I know he called in that day.
Hey, how are we sounding tonight?
Real good. I think... I don't know, but I think maybe your board did need clean.
I think so. I dropped that soda in there during the break, and you know, Opal shocked me so badly there at one point. I dropped the soda right in the board, and I think it's helped things.
Well, you know, Coke cleans everything.
Isn't that the truth, though? It cleans it right up. What'd you make of our friend Opal tonight?
Well, she's schizophrenic.
But isn't she fun to call? I mean, she wants to be called.
She did pretty good job singing.
Yeah, she's got a good voice on her.
And like I said, you made her day.
Well, and that's the thing. People want to be heard, and my two thoughts are: I can put her on the air, or I cannot put her on the air. And I figure if I put her on for 15 minutes, makes her day. Why not? You know.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad we're sounding good. Hey, what do you think of Matt and Camden here?
Now, who are they? Whose kids are they?
They are. I know them from Kroger, but they're also coming here.
Kroger.
Yeah, doing some work in here with us.
Oh, okay. I've been using the Kroger pickup at the other store, so I haven't been in the store lately.
Well, Matt did election coverage with us the other night, and Camden came in the other night and did one of our YouTube videos.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
so do you like hearing them?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, they sound good?
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for being out there, Trish. Glad you called in.
You too.
Have a
My
wonderful...
Yankees lost again.
Oh, the Yankees lost?
Lost again.
Oh, did
yes, they need to get rid of Boone. They've got a terrible manager.
Did the Cubs win?
What?
Did the Cubs win?
I don't know.
Let's hope. We'll check on it.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Trish. Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Our friend Trish out there tonight. Yeah, well, I think we sound better, too. I don't know what happened when... I guess
you just cleaned it up.
I guess so. 740-383-9944. Who's out there tonight? Well, we've heard from Trish now. We haven't heard from Sarah.
Or Bailey.
Bailey, I don't know. Who knows what Bailey's doing? We always like hearing from Bailey, though. She's a nice... She used to co-host this show many years ago. Yeah, Bailey was in here for about 6 months. How are you guys enjoying the experience? Matt, you did Tuesday night's election coverage, and now you're on a talk show here. What do you make of the whole thing?
I enjoy it. It's really, it's fun.
This is not entertainment, with a capital E.
Like, this is what I do most of the time anyways. Like, I hang out with my friends and talk. And, you know, that's what we're doing.
Now, have you ever talked to anybody like Opal?
No.
I mean, she's sharp. She's been interrogated, you know.
She was a Secret Service.
I've heard that she's been interrogated. Camden, have you enjoyed... Now, the other night you were a little stiff. You went to work the next day and you were...
Yeah.
But tonight you seem fine.
Well,
you've warmed
up. I just
was
more on edge because I've never been interviewed before. Like I said, I was really, like, nervous, and I was trying to sound professional in what I was talking about, and, like, I know what I'm talking about. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes the words I try to say don't sound like I do.
You sound fine. You sound fine tonight. Sean, what do you think?
You knocked
the microphone stand off. How did you manage that?
I think it's the ghost in here.
What was that squeaking noise you were making? I kept thinking it was coming from the headphones.
Well,
there it is. That's
it
what the noise was. You were doing that. See, I thought the soundboard was about to blow up.
I didn't realize it until, like, after he put it on and I was adjusting this.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, she was...
I don't know. I was tightening this thing up.
Were you doing that, like, several times? Okay, that's what it was. Oh, Lord. We're about to go off the air. I better sign off.
I didn't realize it until, like...
When there's a chirping in the board, that's bad. That means we're about to wrap up. All right, 740-383-9944. Who else is out there tonight? What do you think of the program? And how do we sound? Because I can't hear us. You know, we don't have the tune-in up and running here in the studio. So, you know, we don't really know how we sound. You have to listen to it on replay. Nope,
But Trish said we
sound... Trish said we sound better. Than we've ever sounded.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And you know what? We've had a lot of hosts on this show on Friday night, so maybe this is the right concoction.
Yeah.
That's a fun night. You guys don't do anything on Friday night, right? You can come in here and do this show every Friday night.
Yeah.
It's high excitement.
Maybe. Depends on work.
I want to change my availability to take Fridays off instead of Thursdays because that's when Aaron's off. So what if I just, boom, all
boom,
of a sudden I'm
there
off
you go.
Every Friday.
You're off every Friday.
I work mornings, but...
Because this is a good four-person group here. I think we've had a lot of fun tonight. What do you think, Sean?
I think so.
It's a good get-together. Now, what is a topic on your mind?
Probably,
Did we ever
talk about mental health?
I think we talked. We touched base on it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot that part of the show.
Yeah. I like traveling.
So where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yes.
Where would you like to go, Camden, if you could go anywhere?
Oh, I'd say Italy.
Italy? Why? Oh. Okay. Go ahead, Matt. We're not even getting into that. Go ahead, Matthew.
I like history, so I'd probably visit somewhere like you know, Guatemala.
Oh, did you hear...
Somewhere with, like, ancient temples.
Guatemala. Very, that's very... Do you believe that the Egyptians built the temples?
Yeah. I actually, like, there's... they think they found the way that they did. Like, so, you know how they think that the temples weren't even... were built by slave labor? That's not true, because the people who worked on the temples have, like, have their own, basically, mini-temple next to the temple. Like, they were just people who volunteered to work on the pyramid who got buried next to the temple. They were buried next to a person who they thought was a walking god. So they were just like, shit, this is...
That's okay. That's okay.
I saw somebody cuss too.
They were like, man.
They were like, man.
This is a good deal.
That's what I heard the first time. Man. That's what I heard.
Man.
Hey, man.
Yeah. All right.
No, but here's the thing. What was this whole story recently about Titanic? Remember that whole nonsense you brought up on the show a few weeks ago?
Oh, it's not nonsense. It's true.
It's absolutely nonsense.
It's the Titanic that really didn't sink.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this theory.
Yes, that's garbage.
So they basically said, hey, this ship's super old. We built a Titanic. What if we just swapped the names, sunk this one, got the insurance money, and kept this one going?
See, there you go. 112 years ago. What difference does it make? They're all dead.
I love the movie Titanic, though.
I'm just one for conspiracy theories. They're always
That's beyond conspiracy. That's nuts. First of all, you wait till everybody who was on the ship is dead, and you can't ask anybody if this is true or not. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, didn't some people survive?
They did, but they're all dead now. That's what I'm saying. You should have brought this up 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You think they... I mean... they probably would have cared, considering it was all an insurance fraud.
They knew what boat they were on. They knew it was the SS Titanic.
Well, they're saying because J.C. Morgan backed out of the last minute.
J.C. Morgan's dead. What difference does it make?
Well, I mean, at the time, but his family has all the money, all insurance fraud money.
Well, you can't go after the family when the man's dead. And where is the original Titanic then? If it wasn't,
it's probably in a cave somewhere.
In a cave in Guatemala. Oh man. You were talking about the movie Titanic. I did see that movie in the theater when it came out back in, in the 90s.
Man.
That's old.
That's old.
Yeah, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion sang the song, and the stars of that movie were Kate Winslet, and he was a big deal at the time. Movie star, man.
Oh, yeah, what is his name?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
So what'd you like about that movie? Because that movie was really just about one thing.
It was like the one of the longest movies out there for a long time.
And it wasn't the boat.
I don't know. It's been forever since I've seen it. I think I was like a kid when I first saw it.
I remember going to the movie theater, watching this for the first time. Oh my god, it took forever to get
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours of a boat sinking.
Yeah.
I think the actual boat took less time to sink than the movie did.
Yeah.
But it was a movie just based around these two people, you know, doing their thing before the boat sank. And that's really what that whole movie was about. Really the time when the boat's sinking to be, you know...
Well, they didn't know.
Well, they knew there was a hole in the boat.
Yeah, but they didn't know how... They thought maybe it'll be, you know, covered up, I guess. I don't know.
The boat?
Well, they didn't know.
The boat was sinking.
So the way, like... I'm pretty sure the way they, like, designed the Titanic was they built, like, chambers, essentially. So if one of them did leak, the chamber would fill up with water, but it wouldn't, like, overflow and continue to fill up and then sink the ship. So it would just stop with the one... But apparently they...
It didn't work.
Yeah, apparently they didn't do it or it didn't work and it just kept going and the whole ship sank.
Well, didn't they get notice that, hey, there's an iceberg up there?
No, actually, I watched it. It was a long time ago, but there was this documentary about it and it might have actually been Mythbusters. I don't know. But they were actually doing that. And, like, they were up on, like, the... What would be, like, the... What is it called? The crow's nest, eagle nest, whatever. And like they did an experiment, and with the reflection of the water and everything, and how dark it was, you wouldn't have been able to see the iceberg until you were like right on top of it.
Yeah, but did you see the movie Titanic?
I did.
Okay, what do you think that movie's about?
I don't know. I saw it a long time ago, so like like a long time. Like I was a small kid watched it with my grandma for the first time. I liked it for the historical aspect, like how they like cut back and forth between like the like wall life on the ship, and then they'd be like, "Whoop, look at this," and then they'd be underwater looking at the ship.
What do you think that movie was about, Sean?
Love and rich people.
I feel like most movies are about rich people.
Yeah, but do you think that was really love? She let him die on an ice in the cold water. She was laying on a piece of ice.
He volunteered to die so she could live.
Well, forget that.
Then this
I don't love anybody that much.
You go off and you know what?
Hey, when you're out in the ocean and it's cold, it's everybody for themselves.
Yeah,
true.
See, I think they had enough room for both of them.
Well,
the way they look at it.
Think Mythbusters did like an episode on it, and it.
Yeah, it wasn't so much. It wasn't so much that there wasn't enough room. It was whether or not I could hold both of them.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, and I also think that they didn't fill up the lifeboats properly.
No, they didn't. Like up to like they had like I think it was like 13, and they should have had like 23 or something like that.
And they had the unsinkable Molly Brown was on the Titanic, and that's how she got that nickname.
Yeah.
That she didn't sink.
Fun fact: there was a guy on the Titanic who survived the sinking of the Titanic and then had a fear of going on ships.
That would do it.
Yeah, but then he went on a ship after like years on years of not, and then he sunk.
I saw that.
See, I always believe
on Facebook.
Believe that little inner voice inside you. Boys, believe that little inner voice. When it says don't do something, don't do it. Because I'm telling you, so that voice will speak to you, and it'll say, don't do that. And it told that guy, don't get on the boat. Now, where is he?
In the ocean.
He sank.
Sank twice.
Yeah, you don't want that, do you?
Yeah, no.
If you were on a ship called the Unsinkable and it sunk, I think it's an omen. You probably shouldn't ever go on the water.
Well, that's why when they went to resail the Titanic, I said, this is not a good idea. Why do you want to recreate a disaster? Because that's just asking for trouble.
I don't think
trouble.
Anything's unsinkable. Ever?
Well, that's what they tried to say it was.
Yeah, I know.
Those people had ecos back then.
It's like things that are like labeled as indestructible. Like, how much are you paying me if I break it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's,
but you know, isn't that what this is really all about? The unsinkable Titanic sank, and that's why we care so much about it.
Yeah.
Like the Hindenburg, when it went up.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that died that day.
Hindenburg, that's the blimp.
The blimp.
Yeah.
Just, and that was caught on camera. Somebody was filming that, and the whole thing, somebody lit a match, and the whole thing went up.
That was awful.
People were dead. It was horrible.
I mean, they didn't die instantly. They just, like, fell to the ground. And they were, like, what, 1,000 feet up or something like that?
Very high. That's a bad way to go.
Yeah.
What do you think, Camden? Do you remember the Hindenburg?
I don't think I was born.
There was a kid when I was in high school. It was a little bit before your time. Like 1910 or so, something like that. Just a few days ago. Anyway, no, there was a kid I went to high school with, and he used to get on the high jump. You know, he was one of those divers who got in the water, but he gained some weight. He liked to eat at McDonald's, and we called him the Hindenburg.
That's even a bit mean.
Well, I didn't call him it to his face.
That sounds even more mean.
Just to his back. Oh. Listen, if you're going to call somebody a name, you don't do it to their face. They might come out of there swinging.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong here?
Yeah, I think you're right.
If you were going to call somebody a name, would you do it to their face?
Nope.
Depends on who it is, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's all directional, really, when you think about it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think the whole thing's fascinating when you think about it. These movies, are they going to make another Titanic movie? They like to bring that thing up like every 20, 30 years.
I don't know if they're going to make another one or not, because that one was pretty...
Well, the last one did very, very, very well.
Titanic 2.
Oh, they Titanic
did?
2?
They did?
How do you have Titanic 2? It sank.
Oh.
What's part 2 about?
It's literally just a movie. I don't know what it's about.
I'd like to see a remake.
But that's a short movie.
It came out in 2010. It's an hour and 30 minutes long.
Oh, really?
Here's the wreckage.
It looks like you can watch it for free.
A cruise liner sets sail on the 100th anniversary of the Titanic's doomed maiden voyage.
Oh, see.
When a tsunami hurls an iceberg into the ship's path, the crew and passengers struggle to avoid the suffering the same fate as their predecessor. So, Scott, it's kind of like literally they made a movie out of what you said. Why would you want to resell the Titanic? You're asking for mayhem.
See, yeah, it's mayhem. Mayhem. You don't want mayhem.
They thought they did exactly that with the Titanic, and then boom, everybody got.
Thomas going to sink that ship.
You don't want to do that. You do not want to be doing things on the anniversary. Like, if you're a president, you don't go down the JFK route on the 100th anniversary, because you know that's asking for trouble.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. There's a certain rules in life you have to live by. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
What? Were you playing with the flags over there a second ago?
Yeah.
Has this conversation bored you tonight or something?
No. I just am very easily distracted.
You have like ADHD.
No, you had two
ADHD
different sodas.
Whichever one it is. So
let's get the reviews of your sodas you were drinking here tonight. What were you drinking?
I had a AW cream soda.
Called an A&W,
yeah,
but this is A&W,
sorry. A&W. I actually prefer the root beer. I don't know about the cream. I like the cream soda, but the
that
root
was the cream
better.
Soda.
And then I
hold
had
on,
this.
No, whoa. So that was A&W cream
yep.
soda. Now, where do we rate that?
I'd say
1 to 10.
8 out of 10.
An 8 out of 10. Okay, now let's go on to plan B.
And then I had this cherry Coca-Cola.
Cherry Coca-Cola.
It's not that good. I thought it was going to be good. It wasn't great.
A scale of 1 to 10.
4.5.
Why 0.5?
It's all right, but it could be better.
You were on the fence.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, we've got a 4.5 over here and an 8. So which one was the better one?
I think it was a cream soda.
Yeah.
You know something I want to bring up? I haven't brought this up. Last week I was getting ready for work and doing some things on Sunday morning, and the CBS Sunday morning show was on, and they had Michael J. Fox on there. Oh, does anybody know who Michael J. Fox is?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to. It was like a John Madden thing. So Michael J. Fox was on the show there, and he has Parkinson's. Everybody remember Michael J. Fox and Parkinson's? Okay. Well, he's had it for like 30 years, and he said something, and I was really only half paying attention to it, but he's talking how he's had it for a long time, and he's just turned 61, and he's not going to make it to 80, and so on and so forth. So he gets to the end of the interview, and the interviewer said, "You've lived a great life." And he says, "Yeah." He said, "That's what people can't understand, is that gratitude sustains optimism." Now, this is a man who's had Parkinson's, active Parkinson's, for 31 years, can't work, and is approaching the end of his life, and he's saying that. But he says he's still an optimistic person because gratitude sustains optimism. If you're grateful for something, you can be optimistic. I think that's fascinating.
Well, that's good.
What do you make of that, Sean?
I think that's a good, I guess what they call that quote.
Because he knows the Parkinson's is not going to be cured.
Yeah.
He knows he's not going to... He's very serious about this.
He's getting really, really bad.
And he's very bad at this point after 31 years. Most people don't have it for 31 years.
Yeah.
But he's still optimistic because he's grateful. He's got gratitude. I don't remember quotes, but that's one of those quotes I'll always remember. Gratitude sustains optimism. Yeah. What do you think, Camden? Why are you drawing yourself? Are you writing down those scores from earlier on the pops?
No, I was trying to draw a flower.
Oh, okay. Well, don't let me get in the way of that by doing this radio show. What do you
I'm think? Multitasking.
Okay, gratitude sustains optimism. Michael J. Fox, what do you think?
I think that's a... I'm trying to think of the word.
We'll come back to you in a second.
I'm having a brain...
Just think about it for a second. What do you think, Matt?
I'll agree with them. Like, you can't wake up every day and be like, man, I gotta go to work, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. You gotta wake up and be more like, I get to. You know? Like, when I was in the hospital with the blood clot in my leg, I was laid up in the hospital bed for 6 days, and then after that, I had, you know, physical therapy, and then laid up for like 4 months, and I was like, man... What I wouldn't give to go to work right now.
Right. Yeah. So, but when you went back, I bet you were grateful.
Yeah, for a while. And then once you get back into the swing of things, it becomes more of like, man, now I got to go to work.
But were you not optimistic?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. And I think that's what Michael J. Fox is saying. He's saying, listen, I know this isn't going to get any better. I'm a realist about the situation. But I'm still optimistic that tomorrow can be a good day because I have things to be grateful for.
Yep. That makes sense.
And how many people did not wake up this morning who thought they would, who died of heart attacks last night, who died of strokes last night, who died of aneurysms last night? They had no thought at all, car accidents, that they were not going to be here today. So I think sometimes, in a way, an illness gives you time to say goodbye and get everything out. And there's something, you know, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's not the worst.
Oh, absolutely. Just like when I had my bad car wreck. I hit a house, you know.
And the house lost.
Yeah, the house.
You hit the house and the house lost.
I don't know. I don't know why. I still survived.
So you survived, but the house is leveled. So the whole thing is just a... See, and that's the fun in it. Yeah. You have to make fun of those situations because reality is too stark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, did you form a thought?
No.
No, I didn't think you did. But I was hoping you would. I was optimistic that you would. And I'll be grateful when you do.
I just lost my train of thought.
Okay, well, when the train's back in the... Back on the tracks, let us know, and we'll come back over there. Boy, oh boy. One of those nights. All right, 740-383-9942. Gosh, we only got 8 minutes left in the show. This has been a fast night.
Yeah, I know.
See, 2 hours seems like a long time till you're actually in it. Till you're spilling stuff in the soundboard, and you're talking to Opal, and, you know, conversations moving by at a fast pace. 740-383-9944. If you've been thinking about calling in all night, tonight could be your or this moment could be your last shot. We've only got we're under 8 minutes, 52 minutes past the hour, WGH talk time. All right, what do you think is a great thing about radio communication, Camden?
Oh, sorry, the carbonation from the pop. Okay.
That was like a good belch right in the microphone.
Well, it's not like...
If only you could have held that for 8 more minutes. We'd have made it through.
I'd say, I forgot the question about formulating my thoughts.
Did you hit your head at some point during the program tonight?
No.
Something happened over there when I was looking the other direction. Did you, like, bang your head into that big book over there or something?
Okay, what was the question again?
What have you learned about mass communication and radio tonight?
That it reaches a lot of people. You talk about how people from all over come in and listen to your radio show.
Yeah, we got listeners in Los Angeles, Tijuana. There's peeps
China.
Down there. China.
Did you say there was, like, some other state? I can't remember when.
Oh, but they love us in...
You told me Arizona before.
Arizona. They love us in Florida.
Yep.
They love Georgia. Us in... What's the state? It's one of the C...
Colorado?
C.
Connecticut?
No.
Connecticut?
No, it's in that area, though. Maryland.
Oh.
Yeah, they love us in Maryland.
Why do you say it's sort of the C?
No, it's near the sea.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I thought I also thought
yeah.
it was the sea.
No, is that where we got Colorado? I thought, I don't know what season Colorado.
Like, I was trying to figure out what he was...
No, but radio is a wonderful thing because you couldn't do this on television. You could not have this type of conversation that went on and on and on and on and on television. They cut you off in 3 minutes. Back to you, Bob. Let's hear a little more Barbara Walters here tonight. I think that's worthwhile, since the board did not blow up, and we're all happy about that at this particular point. Never heard from Adam or Sarah tonight. Here we go.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. You know, there was a man who worked with her for many, many years, Hugh Downs, and that's all he did for like 20 years on 2020. Barbara would do a big story, interview a president or somebody like that, and they would come back to him and he'd just go, "Thank you, Barbara, very good story." That's all he did. And he got paid, you know, millions of dollars to do that for years and years and years. Hugh Downs, who was also on this show, now went to his reward. Do you like going to cemeteries? Do kids go to cemeteries? We're coming up on Memorial Day.
I don't think so. It's not really a happy place.
Yeah. Well, it's where your family is.
Well, like, yeah, but, like, I don't think kids really, like, understand death the way adults do, and they don't.
But once you're in the cemetery, you're dead. There's really no death in that cemetery. It's dead.
Well, yeah, they don't, you know.
People like to walk in the cemeteries.
I think we should find something better to do with dead people than bury them.
No, I think bury's good, because I think when... You gotta get an epitaph on your tombstone.
But, like, it's just such a waste of space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not for me.
Well, yeah.
I want a spot. Because, I mean, don't you think for those people walking in the cemeteries, you should have an epitaph on your tombstone, something written?
Epitaph?
It's something written on your tombstone.
Oh, I didn't know that had a word.
Yeah, it's called an epitaph.
And I
like them when they're funny, or, you know, or they actually say something about the person. Usually they just write something like beloved father, or...
I've seen some recipes on some...
On tombstones? Recipes?
Yeah. I've seen people recreate them all the time. Like, they'll, like, get recipes from tombstones and recreate them. Pretty interesting.
Have you ever seen a recipe on a tombstone?
I haven't myself.
I've never seen that.
I'll show you an example.
I'm going to go walk the cemetery tomorrow and see if I can find a good recipe for chicken.
I don't know if we would have one.
What do you think about an epitaph?
What do you mean, what do I think about it?
Like, I think, like, mine, I want to say, you know, on the other hand, I should have lived. You know?
Oh,
and people could walk through there and it'd be funny.
What if I was just like, what if no?
Well, see?
I say that a lot.
Oh, there are. There are recipes.
Hey, that's good.
What do you want on your tombstone?
I should never eat that cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Should have never eaten that cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's right. They told me one more dollop of whipped cream wouldn't kill me. Darn it. It happened anyway. She just have big letters. Diabetes is real. Good reminder.
Put a big ass Linda.
You have a pump sitting on me, sitting on the tombstone there. Show it all off.
Yeah.
But I think that's fascinating. I think people should plan ahead because you don't want to leave your family to have to deal with all your doings.
Remember when I told you about that Greek philosopher named Diogenes?
Yes.
I'm down with that, man.
What did he want?
He literally just said, when I'm dead, like, throw me in the woods. Like, throw me in a ditch.
See, but I don't want to be walking past that ditch and there's Diogenes' dead body down in the ditch.
Throw me in the middle of the woods.
Well, there's this...
Like, I don't really care what you do.
There's, like, alternative ways of being buried. Like, there's this one where you get planted with a tree.
Yeah,
and then you decompose.
Like, I would like that, too. If I had to get buried, I would love to get buried as like a tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like that, too.
There's... It costs a lot of money. It's a lot of money for a lot of promises.
I know, right?
You ain't coming back.
Yeah.
You forget that.
Well, would you like to be a tree?
Well, I would be a tree. Yeah, I really don't.
Yeah, there are places where you can like get buried underneath a tree. So,
really?
Yeah, like you are the tree's sustenance, basically.
Really? Yeah, I could be that.
Yeah.
I really don't think a tree could grow on you.
Why not?
You'd root rot or something on the tree. What do you think, Camden?
Well, it's like, because when you get buried with, like, a lot of harsh chemicals that seep out, and it's not really good for the ground around you.
Ew.
Well, when I'm dead, I'm not really care about the ground around me. I'm dead. I'm gone. Peace out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
We're coming.
Yeah.
So why do they embalm now? Just keep the body longer?
The body actually holds up a long time after death. Now, you probably wouldn't want to see it because the makeup goes away, but it holds up a long time.
Why waste the money on that, though? Just throw them in the pine box and go.
Well, because I think people like to see, you know, they like to have the showings and the visitations and all that. Well, trust me, I wouldn't come anyway. Why do it? Don't spend that sort of money. So what have we learned tonight? I always like, before we wrap up a program like this on a Friday night, what have we learned tonight? What have you learned tonight?
I learned that these guys are great.
There you go.
Yeah.
We've had a wonderful... And when you know what I've learned is when you're having a good time, time flies.
Yep.
And that's an important thing. What do you think, Matt? What have you learned?
I've learned that... Man. Let's see. We've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
You can cover a lot of ground, cover a lot of waterfront in 2 hours. You've learned that when you spill something on a soundboard, it starts to work better for whatever reason.
I've learned that Opal can sing.
Do you want to try the cat song?
I'm good.
All right. What do you think, Camden? What have you learned tonight?
Like you said, there's a lot to cover.
Yes.
I've learned that the little quote on the tombstone is called
an epigraph. Right?
There you go.
Close. Epitaph.
Epitaph.
There we go. Epitaph. One stick in the vocabulary.
Word. Yeah, when you go to work next time, ask everybody what you want their epitaph to be. What do you want your epitaph to be?
See. I'm trying to think.
You know, Scott, I think I want mine to be just like, what have you learned?
What have you learned?
That's exactly
yeah, what have you learned?
Well, I think that, you know, there's a guy, and before we wrap up here, there's a guy on the internet, I forget what his name is, but he always asks all his guests, he said, what's it all about? What's it all about? And that's his final question to everybody. What's it all about? You know what it's all about?
No.
No idea.
No idea.
Nada.
What's it all about?
I don't
know. Nothing?
Nada.
All right.
Information.
No thoughts.
I think... what I think it's all about is gratitude sustains optimism. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That one of the few quotes I remember. Well, this has been a fun Friday night, and I'm sure we'll have the gang back here very, very soon. And Matthew did a great job at the Board of Elections on Tuesday night, because we've had some people really screw that up over the years. It came off great on election night, and Camden did a great job on Wednesday night taping the episode and told me I had bad cuticles.
Missed
the whole thing. So, you know, that was fun, and we had a good time with that. And we had a good time tonight. We'll be back with more, and you had a good time tonight, right, Sean?
Absolutely.
Broke the microphone, but it was fine.
Yeah.
All right, say goodnight, Camden.
Good night.
Matthew?
Good night.
Sean?
I'm headed to the dugout.
That's right. For all the Grooves group here, boys and girls at WWGH Radio, Matt and Camden and Sean, this is Scott Spears for this Friday night heading for the dugout.
KeyMechanicals.com. Hey, hello, everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian